You know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Free thinking is considered a mental illness. Well, at least it is now. What happens to a society when thinking outside the box or being righteously enraged about your government going in the wrong direction becomes an excuse to be sedated and re-educated? It seems we don't have to go too far back in history to find out. The Soviet Union used new mental illnesses for political repression. People who didn't accept the beliefs of the Communist Party developed a new type of schizophrenia. They suffered from the delusion of believing communism was wrong. They were isolated, forcefully medicated, and put through repressive therapy to bring them back to sanity. Now, thanks to thought policing by the American Psychiatric Association, the latest edition of the DSM-IV, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, is setting up the dominoes for arbitrary diagnosis of any dissenting individuals. Listed as new mental illnesses are above average creativity and cynicism. The manual goes on to identify a mental illness called oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD, defined as an ongoing pattern of disobedient, hostile, and defiant behavior. Symptoms include questioning authority, negativity, defiance, argumentativeness, and being easily annoyed. A Washington Post article observed that if Mozart were born today, he'd be diagnosed with ADD and medicated into barren normality. What used to be known as personality traits are now diseases, and of course, there are treatments available. When the last edition of the DSM-IV was published, identifying the symptoms of various illnesses in children, there was a jump in the medication for children. Some states even have laws that allow protective agencies to forcibly medicate and even make it a punishable crime to withhold a prescription medication. Beware people with a strong sense of individuality. Though the authors of the manual claim no ulterior motives, labelling free thinking and nonconformity as a mental illness has a lot of potential for abuse. As a weapon in the arsenal for a repressive state, it seems societal reality is morphing into a playbook for autocrats borrowed from a Philip K. Dick novel. That means I'm completely insane. That means I'm mad because I go against authority and I don't think the government's right and they're coming to take me away. Ha ha, hee hee, ha ha, to the free forum where life is happy all the time.